Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, a hot Friday here in the San Fernando Valley. Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communications, brought to you by the One Institute. We are live on the air, 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, how are you today?
I'm just fine.
Awesome.
I had a good day, creative, successful.
And that's awesome. Now, I hear that your Wednesday night show was out of this world spectacular.
It was very good. It was well attended, and the people were hungry for what I said, and I felt good. I felt rested. And in case anybody's curious about why we cut down an hour of this show, it's so that I could rest. I'd rather do an hour of crisp, rested, funny, mature woman than a drained out, overworked, pooped out lady.
All right. Well, we have our first call.
Let's
grab
go.
It.
Let's go.
Okay. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hi. Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi. The one thing I want from now on is crisp questions to the point. Minimal narratives. So what, pray tell, can I talk to you about?
Yes, sir. Okay.
No, sir. Good. That's good. I'm in my mail.
I read all your stuff. I know you're a man for the next hour.
Yes, that's
all
right.
So, what would you say a good response would be for a question? I get this question a lot. Oh, you're so beautiful. How come you're still not married? I'm 32, people are surprised.
Because
I go out on a date and like, how come you're still not married? What should I answer?
You should answer, I spent a period of my life developing my career woman attitude. That's what we got from Women's Lib, the right to be androgynous, to be successful in the world, and to be lovable at home. So you're doing career woman, and now you're switching to woman with career. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. I'll use that. Another question. So since I've been studying your stuff, I'm a recovering male, so I'm turning into a female.
Wait a minute. You're also a male, and you're learning to use it discreetly. There's nothing wrong with women using their male. There's nothing wrong with men using their female.
Uh-huh.
We're all androgynous. I love the new phrase, gender ID. I am who I think I am.
Oh, that's very interesting. But since I started becoming more female, I almost get this anxiety. Like, I'm worried. Like, I have a feeling that the skin was ripped off of me or something.
I want you to understand it wasn't the skin. It was the balls.
Yeah, balls.
You put your balls in hiding for certain periods of the time. There's a moment in a day to be male, and there's a moment in a day to be female. The secret of what I teach is the ability to choose where you're going to speak from, your left lobe masculine or your right lobe feminine. That's the only thing I'm adding, is the androgynous communication.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're more skilled as a man than you are as a woman.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
yes.
Then
and I'm also
we'll work
your
on
book.
Your feminine.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading your book, Dating
Which
Advice
one?
For Alpha Females.
Yes.
Dating Advice for Alpha
yes.
Females.
Yes.
It's like looking in the mirror. That's 100% me.
I understand that, but that means that you're androgynous. You are both male and female. You're an alpha. So now, have we given you enough answers?
Yes. I have another quick question.
No, we gotta go. We got an hour and we gotta squeeze in as many beautiful people as we can.
Thanks, caller.
Got it. Thank
you. Call again.
Okay, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Got a question.
Yeah.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
My question is, I understand that when a male guy is interested, he'll start interviewing you.
Yes.
How many questions should he be asking, and what kind of questions will he be asking?
He can ask anything he wants, and you will use your instincts to answer. When he says, "How big a penis did your last boyfriend have?" say, "Well, that's not a question I want to deal with." So be sure you follow your instinct. Don't answer questions you're not comfortable answering, but answer everything that helps him know who you are.
Okay, will that include questions like, for me, I feel like sometimes he's asking me questions about, oh, what kind of food do you like? I'm like, does that even mean he's interested?
I've got news for you. He wants to know whether you're a vegan, whether you're a carnivoral, whether you're a health nut. I want you to answer all questions that are within the moral, ethical, legal framework.
Okay, so that means he's interested. And how many questions should he be asking?
He should ask as many questions as you're willing to answer.
And okay, when you're when
you're done answering, say, "I really appreciate you learning about me and working with me. However, I really am turning off. I want to have fun. Let's dance. Let's go to movies. Let's have an ice cream cone."
Okay. Well, okay, that was my question, because I've been going out on like about 6 dates with this guy. He hasn't asked many questions until our last date. He's been asking a little bit more questions, and I wasn't
fine.
Sure if he should be asking more questions.
Wait a minute. Should be asking.
He's
going to do it his way. As long as it's
okay,
moral, ethical, and legal, we're going to be passive, patient, and vulnerable to him. We're going to show him how we can be feminine, and when we need to, we can be masculine.
Okay, so the fact that he hasn't asked many questions doesn't mean that he's not interested.
Not even slightly.
Oh, wow. Okay, I thought he
talked. No, there is no, there is no protocol for individuals. Individuals are individuals, and they do it their own way. The only thing I ask is, does he want to be the leader or the follower? Does he want respect, cherish, or cherish respect? Do you want cherishing respect or respectful cherishing?
Okay,
you've got to know yourself.
Cherishing. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And okay, I have another quick question. Our last date ended with him saying, "Hey, are you available this weekend?" I said, "No, I'm not." He said, "Okay, can you," I told him, "I'm going to a soccer game on Saturday," which is tomorrow. He said, "Oh, okay, he's like, "Send me some pictures when you're at the game." He texted last on Tuesday, and he hasn't texted again. Should I still send him pictures?
If he asked and you're comfortable, why not?
Okay, even if I don't hear back from him, that wouldn't mean I'm chasing?
No, he asked you to do it. If he asks you to do it, you're following.
Okay, even if it was like 5 days ago.
He's got 8 weeks. He's got 8 weeks to reach out to you.
Okay, but I'll be reaching out to him first.
You're not reaching out. You're responding to his request.
Okay. Okay, perfect. That's what I needed to know. Thank
Good
you.
Thanks,
girl.
Caller. Okay, everyone, if we missed your call, don't get discouraged. Call us back. It's 323-203-0815. And I want to say something right now, really, really super important, because we only get her once a month, people. And this Monday, June 6th, is the day we get her in her fabulous show that's been going on over 42 years. Dr. Allen will be at the Culver City Marriott doing her Monday night show. It's so worth a go. Check it out. Go to www.drpatallen.com for more information about all the upcoming events, specifically this Monday, June 6th. I think you're going to love it. And we have a call. Let's grab it. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. I do. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
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 So my question is, what does it mean when a man has in his online profile that he likes an independent woman?
It means that he wants a woman who basically has a job or a career. He probably wants a convenient relationship in which both people contribute money for food, entertainment, whatever, and both people can do chores. So what he's saying is he doesn't want to be a daddy to a daughter wife or a girlfriend. He wants someone who's got a full life androgynously.
In other words, Dr. Ellen, would you mean like they have their own friends, they have their own interests, their own likes, things of that nature?
They are an I being a we being an us.
Okay.
Okay, so if I'm looking for a covenant relationship, is this someone I should avoid altogether, or should I perhaps even
How about we duty date him until Mr. Covenant comes along?
Okay.
Remember, I want you dating three men. Whether it's duty dating or real dating, the difference is chemistry and not chemistry. So date or duty date three men, three times each minimal. If you have no chemistry for them at the end of the third date and they ask you for a fourth date, say, thank you so much. I've enjoyed our dates up so far, but I can tell you I'm not very romantically interested, and I don't want to use you, and I don't want to lead you on. So if you want to date me as a friend, fine.
I like it. I'll do that.
Good.
Thank you. That's all I got.
Good.
Thank
Bye.
You. That was a great question. We have a question that, oh, never mind. Let's take this call. I'll find the question.
Yeah, right.
All right, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Yes, I wish to ask a question to Dr. Allen.
Awesome.
Good.
Okay, so the guy who I ended up breaking up with 5.5 weeks ago.
What did you break up for?
Because he ditched me when we were supposed to be out, and then I found out that he was online texting.
Oh, you've already made a committed relationship?
We were, supposedly.
Oh, you did? Did you have intercourse with him?
Oral, yes.
Well, that's intercourse. Intercourse.
Yeah.
That means penis in an available empty space in your body. So with that in mind, he betrayed you, and you have proof that he did it?
Yes.
Okay. So are you going to bring it up and give him shot one, or is it shot two, or are you going to terminate him? Do you accept him, reject him, don't tolerate him?
Well, he doesn't know that I know that he has been messaging those women. So from what you just said, do you suggest then that I actually tell him that I know that he was doing
this?
This
is how you do it. Sir, I don't know what you call him. Honey, I have something to ask you that may be sensitive about our relationship. Is it convenient for you to hear my question? What would he say?
He'll probably say yes.
I have evidence that you presented yourself as single and available on what? Website? Where was he?
On Craigslist.
On Craigslist. Okay. And I'm curious about your commitment with me that said we were monogamous, continuous, and long-term. So are you or aren't you? What would he answer? Is he an honest sort, or does he, you know?
I've caught him in a lie before.
Okay. I mean, so you already have some proof that he does stretch the truth. So then you'll say, you know what? This is strike two of the, you know, betrayal systems. So I believe that I'm going to go back to dating, and you can enjoy your dating, and I'm even willing to date you, but not with sex.
Okay. Oh, and what language would I use, Dr. Allen?
What language do you have?
Well, specifically, he wanted to meet with him tonight, as well as he suggested I get him food. So how do I tell him that getting him food is out of the question?
No, we don't say that. We say, you have every right to ask me to serve you, but I have some things to talk to you about that really don't allow me to feel comfortable getting you food.
Okay.
You flag him that you're going to have a serious talk.
Okay.
Thanks, caller.
Good luck.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Do I ask you now or do I ask
you? Yeah, you ask now, but you need to turn your radio down.
Oh, okay. Okay, so is that okay now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What question is, this man, he was the fourth son of the woman, and the woman actually by the time wanted a daughter, so she dressed this fourth son as a girl until like 7-8 years old, and I want to know what does that affect the boy, and when he becomes the man, how does that change his identity or whatever?
There's actually a book out there. And the book it's by John Money, M-O-N-E-Y, and it's about a set of twins who, when they were, circumcised, the doctor inadvertently burnt his penis off. So Dr. Money, who was a therapist in the old days, he suggested that they raise the boy to be a girl. They dressed the girl, they treated her like a girl, and when she got up to about 8, 9, 10, she said, I'm not a girl. I am a boy. And that's what we're dealing with in mass levels in today's world. So what it does is it puts the child in a state of role confusion, but today we're dealing with it with the idea of identity gender. Who are you? Every one of us is a combination of male and female. And some of us are more male than female, and some of us are more female than male. And that goes for men and women.
Exactly, Dr. Allen, regardless of biology, right?
Yes. So it affects the child seriously, but if given attention, you know, it can be dealt with like anything else. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So read the book.
Can you please repeat the name of the book, please?
What is the name of it? It's by John Money, Dr. John Money's book.
Google search Dr. John Money and possibly the word gender.
Okay.
Or gender identity and Dr. John
gender
Money. Try that.
Okay.
It should work. Yeah. And if you don't get any results, why don't you go...
I have the book in my office, so I'll have it.
All right. So if you don't get any results, what you can do is you can call or email, actually, info@DrPatAllen.com, because Dr. Pat Allen will have that book, and you can send out a message requesting if we can find the title for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You are the best.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello? Well, I'm going to assume that you're very quiet or you don't have a question. Okay, Dr. Allen. Here's one, and it's a great question. I'm hearing feedback somewhere. That's weird.
That's the radio in their background.
Mm-hmm. But whose background? We're not connected. Hello? Hello? Hello, you're on the air. You have a question. I can't hear you. If you hang up and call back, maybe that'll work. So, Dr. Allen, first question we've got going on here is there a difference between left-handed and right-handed women? I've heard you talk about the difference between left-handed and right-handed men. Would that apply to women, too?
No, it does not. Not at all. Women have a larger corpus callosum than men do. And ambidextrous men and left-handed men and biologically gay men whose mothers didn't give them enough androgen in the first 24 weeks of pregnancy to get their brain and their body switched all the way over to male.
You talked about the testosterone wash. Did you say that was day 8?
Day 8.
Interesting.
The mother produces the gene called the SRY gene.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay.
And that produces testosterone and starts the development of the testes.
We have another question, and this one says, Dr. Allen.
Yes?
What is the purpose of the high bi-letter? Is the purpose of the high bi-letter to get him back, or to really say goodbye, or what?
Both. Both.
All right, you're going to have to lay it out for them. You're going to have to lay it out for them. They really sometimes miss what happened.
Generally speaking, when you've been dumped and it hasn't been done well, like I want to talk to you about something significantly sad and serious, I really have appreciated the 14 years we've been dating, but I'm just not into it anymore. See, so I'm going to be leaving now because I met a girl yesterday and we're getting married tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Got it?
Yes.
So what it's all about is the first four paragraphs, what you like about them, what the pain was that splits you up.
Right.
What you don't want if you're a woman and what you do want if you're a man.
Gotcha.
And if you're a woman, what you want in a man, and what if a man is what you don't want in a woman. And the fifth paragraph is the one that says, I'm so thrilled that I had this lesson with you so that I never repeat it again.
Gotcha. Okay, now,
the first four paragraphs are an overview diagnostically of the relationship. Generally speaking, dumpers feel very guilty when they've dumped you grossly. So they think you're rageful and want to kill them. So when you send them the letter, and you don't send it until they're gone 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
8 weeks, one day. When they're gone, you send them the letter and they go, oh, she liked me. She doesn't hate me. Do you see?
Yes.
And she's getting ready to go with somebody else. And that's what triggers them into reaching out.
Okay, this is a live listener that's listening right now, and her question is, Dr. Allen, do you have a book on this? And if you don't, when are you writing it?
You know, that's been asked. They've said they want, people want. Yeah, I got it. I tell it on all my shows and all my things, but
I think they need something tangible to look at. Can we put together some, maybe even just a small something together?
Yeah, I can do whatever. But this is what it is. It's structurally, here's what it is.
I know. I hear you. And they're hearing, but they're not hearing. That's, I think, the problem.
You know my diagrams?
Yes.
You know how I love diagrams?
I do.
One picture's worth 1,000 words.
It is.
Okay. So all I'm going to put down is paragraph 1, what you like, loved, and lusted about him. 2, or her.
Right.
The second paragraph is the pain of the ending.
Right.
The details, whatever.
Right.
Third paragraph, if you're a woman, what you never want again.
Right.
If you're a man, what you want.
Exactly.
Fourth paragraph, what you want if you're a woman, and what you don't want if you're a man.
Uh-huh.
And the fifth paragraph is, thank you so much for giving me this painful lesson that I had to seek therapy over, right?
Exactly.
And I'm going to use it in my future life.
All right, everybody. What I'm going to do is I will take a dictation and I will put it up for you where you can read it tangibly with your eyeballs. I know it, but they want to see it with their eyeballs. And that's,
all right.
You know, what did Barnum say? Seeing is believing. Okay, we got one question. Let's grab it. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I was wondering if Dr. Pat Allen would describe what a lineman is and how to
get
one.
I would love to explain a lineman. I've got a neuroscientist in the room, so he's laughing at me. Great title. Anyway, a lineman is a 3 to 4 minute period of time between going asleep and waking up. And when you go to sleep, you take all the pictures from today or tomorrow or yesterday, and you use them to do a vision board. And you send it down to your subconscious, which goes, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. And the nice thing about it is the subconscious does not judge Hitler killing babies. It does not judge you screwing your mother. It doesn't judge anything of what you're doing. It gives you free rein to create your vision board. You can do a Pablo Picasso, okay? Now, what comes up from your Lyman, the Lyman is the root word for the word subliminal, if you look it up. And it's literally, when you set your timer, circadian clock, to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you're setting your Lyman. If you set your Lyman at night and you put down three things you're going to do for fun tomorrow intentionally and three things you're going to produce tomorrow, the chances of you not doing it are so slim as to be non-significant. You can set your Lyman exactly the same way you set your clock to wake you up in the morning.
That's great.
So that's Lyman. There's a wonderful book by Mladenow, and it's called Subliminal, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Funny book, good book, read it. So the Lyman is literally a piece of time between the conscious and the unconscious mind when they will work together in visual images and energies to help you get what you want out of life.
That's
wonderful.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, caller. Hey, everybody, we have a surprise.
Yes.
We have the very funny, very brilliant, enlightened Yakov Smirnoff here with us tonight. And he's going to tell us about something that's really exciting. Now, some of you who read our newsletter and follow us on Facebook might know about it and might know about the secret discount magic words. But if you don't, you're going to find out right now. Yakov.
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much for having me. Yes. I just learned something exciting about the alignment.
You just got that?
I did not know. I've done it. I've done meditation in that
but
way.
But that's setting the line.
That is wonderful.
It's
that's
3 to 4 minutes of time.
Yes. And specifically, basically bringing it to conscious, and then subconscious will take care of it.
It's so interesting. At one time, I wanted to wear a certain piece of clothing, but I was going to send it to the cleaners.
Yes.
And so the day I said, I've got to pick it up from the cleaners, which was in the basement of my hospital where I work, right? And so that's what I did.
Right.
Do you know what I saw? I saw the bucket or the racket that the laboratory, the cleaners used.
Yes.
And it triggered me because I had already set my Lyman that I picked up the clothing I wanted to wear tonight because I set it in my Lyman and I saw she wasn't there. It
right.
was just the basket.
Right.
But it triggered it. It triggered it because you set it in there.
I know that.
Yes. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, definitely.
Do it.
Okay.
Yakov,
so
where have you been? What have you been up to?
I went to Ukraine.
Ooh, I saw that because I follow you on Facebook.
Yes, I went there and spent 10 days there exploring the culture. I grew up there and I performed there for the first time in 40 years in my native Russian language, which was kind of challenging but interesting at the same time.
Now, did you do the show that you're going to talk to us about?
Kind of.
Okay.
A similar version of that. But in Beverly Hills, I'm doing a show at the Wallace Annenberg Center, which is a fantastic theater.
What's the address?
It's, oh gosh, no, it used to be Beverly Hills Post Office.
Right.
And it should say somewhere here, but it just says Wallace Annenberg Center,
well,
Beverly Hills.
We'll find it.
Yeah, I'm sure your GPS has it. And so it's at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 15th. So it's not this coming Wednesday, but next Wednesday. And the show is called Happily Ever Laughter. And it's my work that I've been doing based on Pat Allen's work,
which
also
is based on science.
I stand
on the shoulders of heroes.
Yes, very much so. But you triggered it in me. You aligned it in me and helped me see it in a certain way. But
good.
I saw the correlation between happy relationships and laughter.
Yes.
And when the relationship is not going well, laughter is the first thing to go.
You're absolutely
second
right.
Second thing is intimacy. Third thing is your house.
Yes.
So I saw that in my personal life, and that made me realize that there is a correlation. You found the address. It is 9390 North Santa Monica Boulevard. And if you go on my website, which is yakov.com, which is yakov.com, and on the checkout, you type in Dr. Pat, it will give you 25% discount.
Woo!
Yes, what a country.
Yeah.
So, yes, but it's a wonderful evening. The venue is great. The tickets, the full price ticket is like $40 to $60, so your ticket would be like $30 or something like that. And it's really, it's science gift wrapped in laughter. And
it, perfect.
Yeah. It very,
endorphins and enkephalins, down with cortisol, down with cortisol.
I love it. I love it. I love it. This should be a billboard, down with the cortisol.
It should be right outside Dr. Allen's office. I think would be perfect.
The arrows pointing.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know what? Eustress sets up against distress. Eustress is built on happiness and laughter.
Mm.
Distress is based on shoulds and pain.
Mm.
So when people say stress is bad, no, it's not. Good stress is eustress.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And you as Y-O-U or
E-U.
Oh, E-U.
Eustress.
Huh.
Interesting. Very interesting.
No, again, you're like walking Google, you know.
She's
amazing.
She's a library.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a card catalog in a library.
I'm a certified nerd.
Well, it's wonderful to get all this information because it all, like you say, it's scientifically accurate, so it kind of fills in. It's like a piece of the puzzle going in and going, oh, I didn't know that. Now it makes sense. Ooh, this is much more easy to
do. You know
understand.
What it locks out? Oh. Philosophers, theory psychologists, science is science.
Yeah.
That's
true.
What I base my work
true.
On.
True, true, true.
Virtue through science.
Yes. So I'm actually starting in August, I'm going to get my PhD
Yay.
At Pepperdine
Woo!
University.
Good,
so
good.
Congratulations.
Thank you so
carry the
much.
Message.
Huh?
Carry the
yes,
message.
Yes, totally, totally. And that's, I believe it's so powerful. And PBS like the show so much here in Southern California that they're going to start airing it in August nationwide. Happily,
wonderful.
Congratulations.
Happily ever after.
And I want to tell you, I am so happy for your integrity.
Thank you.
Of standing on the shoulders of my work.
Yes.
Not that I want or need the strokes of that kind.
Mm.
I'm simply saying
it
gives people
yes.
can study the science of it
yes.
all the way to the original creator.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, you studied Jung. And he, in my opinion, just captured so many wonderful things. But one of the quotes that I find fantastic, he said, as long as you let your unconscious
yes.
run your life,
oh, yes.
you will call it destiny or you will call it fate, but it needs to become conscious, then you are in control of your life.
Your life begins at the end of your comfort zone.
Wow.
No
Another
pain,
great quote. Yeah.
No gain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so when you can gift wrap this in laughter.
Laughter.
Yeah.
Laughter.
And you can, so people, what's interesting, when they come to the show, They're not sure exactly what they're going to see, but what is happening, I am, through my personal experience and through science that I have acquired from all different resources.
All different places.
I got my master's degree in psychology at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm a professor at Missouri State University. I teach this course.
You are a nerd.
I'm a nerd. I love it. I love it. And students love coming to my class because they know they're going to enjoy it as well. They're going to laugh. And they come to you, Pat.
Same thing.
I go, I know, I've been coming to you for 20 years.
Yes.
I know some of the jokes. I still laugh at them. I know that people are just enjoying your communication with other people.
And I'm enjoying doing it. Trust me.
And I'll be there Monday.
Speaking of enjoying, I hear you're going to be enjoying this show, Dr.
Yes,
Allen.
Yes, I'm going to. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
I wouldn't miss. I do that.
So those two, Dr. Allen and Yaakov, they're trading shows because Yaakov will be at Dr. Allen's show on Monday night, which we love. So everybody, call back in. It's 323-203-0815. I didn't blow you off. I just...
Kelly,
skirted you. Yes.
I want you to do a commercial for you, and I want you to do one for Sue. She hasn't called in, but...
Well, I think Sue might be busy. So what I will say is that Susan Wagner, the CFO of the One Institute, ASR coach, and transactional analysis certified, she is doing some really great cutting edge groups. She is really working with women closely on dating, staying in the feminine, and she's really fabulous. She's got some webinars going on. I encourage you to check them out. If you have questions, she does not open these. She sends only, her people are accepted only by invitation. So you're going to want to try to reach her at info@drpatallen.com, and that would be info@drpatallen.com, or you can phone her at 949-723-0338.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
And what I've got going on is I'm setting up a rapid study program, and it's going to be called the 6 Phases of a Duty Dating Boot Camp, your fast track to find the one. And then the second part of the series will be, oh, now you've found him. What are you going to do with that?
Right.
So we're going to be talking about staying intimate, staying in love, continuing to date the one that you mated with, your husband, your spouse, your long-term relationship, instead of doing what we all tend to do, you know, put on the sweatpants, put our feet up on the table, and have a bowl of cereal for dinner. Because
remember, the major sex organ for a man is his eyes.
Yes.
And the major sex organ for a woman are her ears.
So I have a chef who is also training in ASR. And so she's going to be developing a little track of recipes that couples can do together.
Nice.
In the kitchen.
Good idea.
Co-working. Food is a very sexual thing.
Yeah.
Dr. Allen talks about that. Feed your mate this, feed your mate that. What better way to put together something really sexy or spicy or what have you? And that's what we're doing. So we're fast tracking that. And that's anchorthestorm@gmail.com. So if you want to talk about it, you want information, that's how you can find me, anchorthestorm@gmail.com. So, got another question for you.
What is it?
I have to ask this one because this person is like, please, 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 please. And so what she says is, oh, call first, sorry. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question.
What is your question?
I'd like to know.
You would like to or you want to?
I'd like to know that
you
would
like to. You really don't want to?
I want to know.
There.
I'm a very attractive woman, but just recently I'm having hip problems. I need to have a double hip replacement.
All right. But you've had a medical, some problem. We all have that. We've all got some repair.
Okay, but now when I go on a dating site, if I meet men on a dating site, should I tell them that it's at the Stars?
No, dear.
Or should I just get to know them first and then tell them?
I suggest, I work with this especially with herpes people, you don't tell things that might turn them off until it's legally required. Now, hip replacements don't fit into that category.
Right, and I walk with a walker, though. I have to have a walker now.
I appreciate
that.
I want you to know you've seen those wonderful men pushing women in wheelchairs.
Right.
And you know what? I think some of those men really like being givers, protectors, and cherishers of women that appreciate it. I hear so much from men about she doesn't appreciate what I'm giving, protecting, and cherishing. So I'm going to show you that if you do not let your, quote, disability interfere with your self-love, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Do you understand?
Right.
That particular ability to handle a problem like that is going to make you more desirable to a good man. Now, a man that wants a trophy wife, you're done.
Right.
But a man that wants a trophy wife deserves a trophy wife because the trophies eventually become old.
Right.
And then where do you go from there?
Okay. Yeah, because I've been feeling kind of like I don't even want to try to go out and meet anybody because I've been feeling like nobody's going to really even want me now.
I'm sorry, dear. If you're wanting to be a trophy wife, you're probably right. But if
I used to be a trophy.
No, but you're saying you're still worried about it.
Oh no! I just know that men can be very superficial.
I got news for you, and women can be very perfectionistic.
Okay.
So how about are you taking care of your body other than your hips?
Yes. I still exercise and I keep my weight down.
And good. And you'd use makeup.
Yes.
And you dress as cute as you can?
Yes.
Then you're appealing to their major sex organ, eyeballs.
Okay. I want reassurance of that.
I said something to my husband when my husband was dying. My doctor said, eat, don't drink, so I gained 65 pounds. And I said to my husband, he's dying and I'm 65 pounds heavier. I said, how can you love me like this? And he said to me, I can't see you anymore. I can only feel you.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
see, and then I took heart about something you said on one of your broadcasts. You said two paraplegics can make love by just touching.
You got it.
And that gave me hope when I heard that.
What do you mean?
I said, well,
you don't want to be with somebody that likes only young people who are in perfect shape. That's not humanity.
No, that's true. And
you
that's
see?
Superficial, and that's not love either.
No, it isn't. Okay?
Okay.
Market
okay,
your booty.
Thank you.
Thanks, caller. Good luck with that. Wow, you've had some crazy good questions tonight, and here is another one.
Good.
I don't understand. I'm dating. I'm dating several men.
Three
you say
at least.
Keep dating until you're engaged. How can you possibly do that? Who gets engaged to you when all you're doing is running around with other men?
The man that wants to... Men do not wake up in the middle of the night and say, I want to get married to a woman that breeds and has babies, and I'm responsible for all of them. You know what they do in the middle of the night?
What do they do, Dr. Allen?
Who is she with, and how can I get her away from him?
Oh.
They compete, they conquer, and they control. So,
marriage
is not designed for men. It's designed for women and children. Men do it in order to stake territory. And territoriality jealousy is a wonderful passion.
You're going to have to explain that because...
I'm not going to. I'm going to give a book.
Okay, because what I will have in a few minutes
is
about...
Passions by David Buss. And it's about if you don't have territoriality, you're not in love. The natural state of love is territoriality.
What age has kind of a variation? Is older men change in their... from being territorial and being more estrogen driven and loving.
Older men become more sensitive and feminine, and if they're not with appreciative women, they die early.
What happens to the territoriality of, you know, you get you hear like the green eyed monster took a hold of them.
I'm talking about dangerous passions doesn't mean that you're being bad or wrong. It's just like, honey, I know you're going to the whatever, but I'll tell you the truth. I'm going to miss you, and I'm afraid you're going to fall in love with the waiter. You know, it's a matter of acknowledging territoriality is a normal part of life.
So in other words, you would just basically be frank about it.
Yeah, you would be.
Right.
People that have open marriages wherein they negotiate that they can have multiple lovers, they are still territorial.
Uh-huh.
Do you see?
Okay.
But they set the rules for the territoriality. People think monogamy means one lover, and you know what I mean?
Right.
No, monogamy is how many lovers do we each give each other the right to have?
Okay, so Jakob, what you're saying is, when a man hits a certain age, does he come? When he's over 50, is he less territorial, or is it just altered somehow?
When a man is young, he's very territorial. He's collecting, right?
Yeah, I can almost see I can almost see like an animal stalking.
No, it's all part of that. It's all part of nature. When a man gets older, he wants his woman to be territorial about him. The older woman, who's a man, is very territorial.
So she shifts and steps into that position.
She does, yeah.
So masculine biological females are more territorial.
Bet you.
Okay. And so then feminine but biologically male are less so then.
They're less. They're hoping they want a woman that wants them.
Very interesting.
Oh, yeah. They're very, very sensitive. I've learned to appreciate men for their sensitivity.
Now, Dr. Allen, if you're going to be frank with somebody, how are you going to have that conversation, depending
on... Which conversation over what subject?
Over the territoriality.
You're going to negotiate. I've experienced it recently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, well, then we definitely want to hear that.
I was at my show on Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
and a nice, favorite, loyal, handsome man was going to play with me sexually. So he came up and touched me and grabbed my leg and did whatever. And my new boyfriend, my new special man, mm-hmm. was there. And it was so interesting because we went out, you know, for a bite.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "What's with that guy?" And I said, "He was playing with me." In other words, negotiating.
Right.
I said, he's really working hard to learn how to be a good man. And he's playful, and we have a game. We have a game we play.
Right.
Which is teasy, do you see?
Right.
Because I play cougar, and he plays hot young stud.
Okay.
Do you see?
Yes.
But it's play.
Right.
So what was your man's reaction to that?
My guy believed me because he said, "You talk like you walk." You know, he was at the show too. And so he saw that in our relationship, I walk like I talk, which is building credibility.
And so he trusts you?
He's taking a risk on me.
Okay.
You don't trust people for at least a year.
Okay.
We've only dated 4 months.
I see. And but what he is expecting or hoping that you will protect your relationship with him.
I will not get defensive about his question.
Okay.
What about that dude?
Right.
Because he said it with that look. You
right.
know what I
right,
mean?
Right. That's
just the squinted eyes,
the
people.
Squinted
you
eyes.
Can't see her, but yeah. I'm looking
side
at her.
Look.
Right.
I knew he was ticked off.
Uh-huh.
I got that point.
Uh-huh.
And I think he doesn't listen to this show, so I'm...
But what I'm saying, from what you're saying, Ian, if he is an older gentleman, he is probably hoping that you will pick him versus fighting for you.
Absolutely.
That would be your choice.
In fact, we've talked about it because he knew me 30 years ago when he was getting a divorce or something and hadn't dated in 16 years.
Wow.
You know?
Yes.
He got dogs, cats, and makes money and does stuff.
Right.
But somebody told him I was doing my show at the place, still doing it. He came down. And the chemistry was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started to date.
That's wonderful.
You see, it
was. That's wonderful. So, your case, you're saying that...
But I knew what was going on. Do you see, if women know what's going on, they don't get defensive.
Right, right.
See?
All right. Check it out. We are out of time. So real quick, Dr. Allen, what have you got to say to me?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
Knock off, real quick. Where are we going to be?
Come see Happily Ever After on June 15th at the Wallace Annenberg Center. Go to my website, yakov.com, and type in Dr. Pat, and you get 25% off.
Fabulous. We love you all. We will be back next week. Remember, this Monday is the Monday. Go to the website to find out more, www.drpatallen.com. Follow us on Facebook. You know you want to. Love you. Bye-bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.